T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're going live to the southern border this morning as we get the latest on the immigration crisis in this country and hearing this from the Department of Homeland Security that hundreds of children have been reunited with their families. Let's bring in correspondent Jim Ryan. What is the latest there, Jim?
Well, the Department of Health and Human Services and also the Department of Homeland Security have posted notices at all of these facilities where people are being held, the people who have tried to come into the country illegally. The adults letting them know exactly how they can contact their kids. The promise from DHS and from the Health and Human Services is that there is a tracking system in place, Susan, to ensure that people don't fall through the cracks, don't get lost in the system, and that reunifications are going to happen. So that's the process. At this point, we don't know if any more kids are back with their parents. On Friday, it was something like 500 who had been reunited. That would be about 1,800 who still are not. Meanwhile, protests continued outside these facilities throughout the weekend, Susan.
So we have hundreds of children being reunited with their parents, but there are still calls for the president to name some sort of czar to oversee this process. Are people still unhappy with how quickly it's moving?
Yeah, well, yes, unhappy and skeptical, quite honestly, about the promise that these reunifications are going to happen and happen quickly. The former mayor of San Antonio, for example, Julian Castro, was at one of these demonstrations yesterday, and he's one of those calling for this creation of a czar office to ensure that this process is carried through. And that, in fact, people are being tracked carefully so that people aren't deported without their kids or, you know, that the reunifications are somehow blocked that way, Brian. So complicated process, but one that the feds say is moving along.
Is there anyone down there hopeful for maybe a more permanent solution by Congress?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not sure anybody's... This thing changes day by day, almost hour by hour, Susan. And so while people are watching what's happening in Washington and with Congress and maybe a permanent solution to the zero-tolerance policy, I think down here it's just a matter of trying to keep track of people. There was one 15-year-old boy who walked away from one of these holding facilities and it's simply gone.
You know, we're hearing from some of the people in these facilities who say... Even after being arrested, even after going through this zero-tolerance policy, if they are sent back to whether it's Mexico, whether it's some of these other Central American countries, they're going to be back. They're going to try and cross the border again to get into the U.S. because it's just that bad where they're coming from. Is that what you're hearing a lot of at the border?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why the charge, the criminal charge, it has always been more stringent, has been a more serious charge for re-entry, for trying to re-enter the country illegally, as opposed to coming through the very first time. And you're right, people, despite the hardship of coming clear across Mexico from Central America in some cases, they're deported back to Central America and find their way back to this country. It happens every day.
That's correspondent Jim Ryan joining us live this morning from Rio Grande Valley, Texas, along the Mexico border.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.